Summit is more than an event. It is a mission to empower Christians across America to stand courageously for truth. Join us for an inspiring lineup of speakers, including Jensen Franklin, Ali Stuckey, Frank Turek, John Amanchuku, and so much more. We'll provide you with the practical knowledge and strategies to boldly live your faith with grace and conviction, deeply rooted in the gospel. Register now at tpusafaith.com/believers. I'll see you there.
Attention, Treasure Coast. A move of God is coming like none other. It is the 32nd church anniversary celebration of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center, Wednesday, July 24th through Sunday, July 28th. Men, women, boys, and girls from all over will be gathering to experience this impartation from heaven, and you don't want to miss it. All services will be held at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center in Fort Pierce. Call them now for more information, 772-465-0036. Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Christ is in you, but are you in Him? Are you in Him? So we see the blessings are in the heavenly place in Christ Jesus. Let's take it a little further. In chapter 1, starting at verse 15. Ephesians 1, verse 15 through 23. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. There it is again, in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Now I want you to see again in verse 20, which he wrought where? In Christ. Now Christ is in you, but are you in him? You're going to understand this better as we go along. Now, I have a little subtitle here, but let's go to chapter 2 and verse number 6 of Ephesians. The Bible says, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places where? Let me read that again. And has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And if we skip down to verse number 10, it says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. That key phrase that we're looking at is the word in. Christ is in you, but the possibility remains that he can be in you, but you not be in him. You find saints that struggle. You know, we like to say always going up the rough side of the mountain. If it ain't one thing, it's another. When it rains, it pours. You know, the devil busy all the time. Why? Christ is in them, but they ain't in Christ. See, anything outside the pattern, Satan has access to it. So if you're outside the pattern, and you dwell outside the pattern, in other words, in your flesh, your carnal thinking, your worldly ways, you know, the old man, you allow him space and you walk in the things of the world and you love the world and you honor those things more than you do God, then listen, you're not going to walk in victory because you're not in Christ. See, in essence, to be in Christ means you handle situations like Christ would handle them. You're doing it not outside of him. You're not saying, Lord, wait here. I'll take care of this here. No, you're going to handle it like him. What would Jesus do? I need to get some of y'all them armbands again. So every time you're about to hit somebody, you say, what would Jesus do? Would Jesus hit this joker? Amen. To remind you to stay in him. The only way one can truly serve man, and I'm going to get out to some of y'all that like to serve, but you're self-serving. Because you're not doing it in Christ. You think your salvation is in your serving, but you're not serving in Christ. You're serving in the flesh. And see, we don't want you to get before the Bema seat and everything go up in smoke. Because it's wood, hay, and stubble. The only way one can truly serve man, the way that we can truly serve man in a way that is pleasing to God, is to first find fulfillment in God. Amen. Listen, your salvation is not in your serving. Your salvation is in God first. Your serving must be a fruit. A fruit, not a strange fruit. Not doing it, you know, getting it any way you can. Got it? You know, you got to do what you got to do. No, do it right. Amen. Thank you on the first row again. See, folk get in church and they look good, but they get in the world, they put on another face. Jitterbugs. See, Christ is in you, but you ain't moving in him. And that's why stuff ain't working. That's why the type of people that surround you, you don't like them. Because you don't get in life what you want, you get what you are. Write that down in your Bible. You don't get in life what you want. People want a lot of stuff, but ultimately what you get and attract is what you are. You are a magnet to what you are. You can't be evil and wanting to be attracting good. It's like marriage. People have a list of what they want their wife to be. Or what this man got to be this. Well, have you become that? You ain't gonna get what you ain't. You become that. And God will see there's an avenue for that to come to you. Here, we need to set some things in perspective. Perspective means this: the capacity to view things in their true relations or relative importance. See, people know that Christ is in them, and that's important. But what's important in your journey, as important, is that you are in Christ. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. That's why your mind is troubled and you can't sleep and have all these nightmares and images and your torments. because you're not in him. If you're in him, you're sheltered. Amen. He gives his beloved sleep. So, Christ is in you, but look at somebody hard and ask them, are you in Christ? I know you brought him to church today, but did he bring you? Listen. The Lord has always been more concerned with the condition of your heart than the activity of your hands. Don't get it twisted. Serving God must first be from the heart. It's not what you are doing. What you're doing doesn't justify you. We're not saved by works. The work, the things that we do must be a fruit of our relationship. Otherwise, zero. Seriously. See, we're raised up. Say this. Look at somebody say, you're raised up. Now sit yourself down. See, we've been raised up together with him and seated. See, some folk got raised up and ain't sat down yet. They still checking out the heavenly place and the palace. And no, we're supposed to be seated. See, Christ has been seated on the right hand of the Father, on the right hand of power. But you got folk up there want to flex because they don't understand. You've been raised up and seated. You know, I hear a wife saying, you know what, I just want my husband to cover me. Well, stop poking your feet out from under the cover. Every now and then, why he ain't looking. And the serpent go to bite you, and then you want to blame him. He's trying to cover you, let him cover you. See, when you get raised up, you're going to have to understand you got to sit down. Because it's not about you then. See, some God's going to take many in these last days to this level and entrust to you measures of authority, mantles. But you got to be sitting down. What does that mean? The Lord told Jesus, sit here. I'm taking it from here. See, God's not trusting your judgment. You got to trust his judgment. That's why you got to sit yourself down. Amen. Stop. Tell somebody right now, stop getting in a hurry. People doing ministry and living like everything is counting on them. Where's God at? Worried about this, anxious over that, fearful about this.
Attention, Treasure Coast. A move of God is coming like none other. It is the 32nd church anniversary celebration of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center, Wednesday, July 24th through Sunday, July 28th. Men, women, boys, and girls from all over will be gathering to experience this impartation from heaven, and you don't want to miss it. All services will be held at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center in Fort Pierce. Call them now for more information, 772-465-0036. Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.